You are live. Fucking hell, I don't think anybody's even in here. Well, they're definitely not. I've just checked the thing. This is going to be a test in it of can I do these without Twitter? Who knows? Hang on. Possibly not. You are live. Yes, everyone. Yes, Supreme. Supreme's in. Bro, this could be the lowest thing ever. I haven't advertised it anywhere. Whoa, that's not even in the center either. Hang on, how do I center this? That way. Yeah, that's better. That's better. Yes, Supreme. Might just be me and you, Supreme. This is gonna be a test to see if I can do these. Ah, there's people joining in. Get in. This is gonna be yup the live chat. Yes. Terry's in. Terry Forrest wants beef. Yes, Joe. Where did your account go, bro? We'll get into all that. The account's finished. God, disappeared. I even appealed it and I got told to fuck off. I'm banned forever. Mate, a lot has happened. Listen, a lot has happened in my life since the last live chat. When was the last live chat? 3 weeks ago or something. Oh, it's been a long thing. Yeah. Yeah, so you 205, mate. You are MMA hater back then. Mate, do you remember what I was, Rob? Do you remember what I hated MMA? But there is boxing as well. You just can't see them. Look, hang on. So we've got Crawler Barroso, one of my best nights of all time. Start getting banned from things. Lewis, Mike Tyson, Mayweather Pacquiao, and then the three MMA ones. This is the new gap. I'm back in Costa del Bolton. Me and Meg are no more. Well, to be fair, what makes me laugh is we've been no more since fucking... How do I still not know how to pronounce your name? Wait, hang on. Kiara. That's it. What? How long have we been? We've been not more since the fucking start of February. First day of February. No more. I feel like people were getting onto it a little bit. What's that? People were getting onto it a little bit. House tour. Nowhere. Do you know what makes me laugh? Last year, I can't believe no one even got onto it last year. Last year, we split up. I always said this live chat will be like an extension of my life. No live chat for each trying to dodge paying me for the moderator. Yes, Josh. Listen, all the regulars are back in. I thought nobody'd come in. So what was supposed to happen was, I need to keep it down. JJ's asleep upstairs. What was supposed to happen was, I did a live chat last week, and then Monday, so I asked Louis, a couple of other people I've been speaking to, and then Monday was quitting Twitter. Need a moderator away, don't you? Then yes, they're arguing already. So Monday, I was supposed to leave Twitter. I'm in the quiz. What quiz? Lad, I'm in the quiz. What quiz? Monday, I was supposed to leave Twitter. Done, finished, yeah. So I was supposed to do a live chat on Sunday. She's with... As if, Terry, mate. No way, she's not. I'm never going to... Probably best that I'm not on Twitter because it would be hard to not... Some of the stuff that will get said will be wrong. Pub quiz, like got the live chat on between. Don't worry, mate. Don't worry, Paddy. You can go. You can leave. You can undo your pub quiz. Tell me, some of the stuff that would get said on Twitter would make me bite bad. I don't ever want it to be like that because we're getting on. Things are fine. That's not, I promise you. But yeah, shared custody, 100%, mate. Well, fuck it. So what people don't know, obviously some people in here will like, yeah, on that, I know, like people who are like close to me. We split up last year for fucking 5 months. We split up in July last year. Didn't get back together till November. Should never have got back together, really. Why are you off Twitter? I've missed it. Nothing. Didn't do anything. I got banned for telling my mate to die. That's it, Terry, bro. Do you know what it is, Terry? Yeah, it's a precautionary tale, or like not precautionary tale. Maybe that's the wrong word. Like a age-old tale of just two people getting trapped with a kid. That's all it was. So anyone of my, like a lot of my mates, yeah, and a lot of my mates, and a lot of people, probably not even my mates, who I've gotten the piss with in the last like 2 years will know like the situation. But like I said, she's the mother of my kid, you know what I mean? I don't want a bad mouth or anything like that. It would never be that. Kira, fuck off, mate. Well, have a proper name then, mate. Get Irish people to fucking pronounce their names proper, mate. I'm fucking bored of it. Kira, whatever. No one would pronounce that. I know three people with the name spelt the same as yours, and not one of them are Kira, mate. Fucking sort it out. Got someone reckon she's Ms. Lyle. I think it died. we've been swapped since the 1st of February and lived together to the 5th of April. Like, we've been, like, things are fine. Last year, we split up from July to November. You got JJ. JJ's upstairs now, asleep. And I've got my, and do you know what's the best thing? And it sounds bad. It does sound really bad. I've got a house that's not beige anymore. That's the best thing. Hope you're good, boys. Just remember, at least you're not from England. But I know you love oversharing everything here, but you don't do it with this. No, I'm not doing it. I promise you, I'm not oversharing, but the live chat will always be an extension of my life. This is what it's going to be. I'm going to do these every week, yeah. I don't know how it's going to work out days-wise. I think it might have to move on till Friday because I have JJ Sunday to Thursday. So I can't get stoned on a Sunday night when I've got JJ on my own. So I think I might do one on Friday stoned and then one Sunday sober. Like today I'm sober because I've got he's literally upstairs in bed. So I've got him Sunday to Thursday. So me you both got JJ's. Yeah, of course, mate. Fucking hell, Supreme, mate. I don't regret the thing. But like I said, we'll get it out of the way. It was a tale as old as time where two people get trapped by the inevitable. Not that he was fucking like he was a mistake or anything. He's the fucking best thing in my life, mate. I love him more than anything in the world, but that's what it was. And like I said, last year between July, when I started doing live chats, we weren't together. We were never together. Last year between July and November, we was split up, living apart, living completely separate. Won't win us any toxic shit you made, right? I think, yeah, we did the right decision. And now I'm back in fucking Bolton, Costa del fucking Bolton, mate. Good job I've got about 7 gaffs in it, though, and I should just fucking go and move back into one. That's why we live together. So we split up first week of February and lived together till April 5th because I needed to give my mates notice in this house to get them out, and now I'm in. And I've made it look fucking sick. Oh, they fucking, let me tell you, though, they're not my mates anymore, mate. They fucking trashed the gaff. Bad. Can I see a video of what they did to the gaff? They'll say that I'm bad for showing this video. I don't give a fuck, mate. They fucking trashed the gaff. But life's good. How am I just, do you know what, though? I've been fucking, what's happened to my life, mate? I've been banned from the Liverpool game, banned off Twitter, split on my missus. I was up for so long and now I'm down. Where's the video of the gaff? Look at this, mate. Look at what they did to my gaff. Hang on. Get rid of that. Close that off. Ha 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 ha. Go and suck it off. Fuck off. I've just read something completely wrong. How do I get rid of that? Hang on. Look at this. This is what they did to my gaff. I need to be able to do videos on the screen. There's only one thing for it. You and Bonk. I'll batter Bonk, mate. He's a fucking sausage. There's Meg. There's us two. This is after we split up. She came round and helped me sort the gap out. Do you know what I mean? We're on good terms. Everything's fine. Still can't believe your mates did that, mind. Oh, mate, look at it, bro. Can I ask a question, bro? They say kids make you stronger. Can't be true, can it? What do you mean kids make you stronger? Look at that. This is how they left my gaff. How bad is that? Do you want to see the worst bit? Watch this, yeah. Hang on, I'll go on the pictures. How bad's this? Watch this. It's fucking fighting fit now, though. The gaff fucking sick. Where's them fingers? Oh, yous are all going to be fucking sick. Like, keep you together. I know a lot of people who've stayed together for the kids and they're still together and they're loving life. As if there's this many people in when I've not got Twitter. I'm so glad I've not got Twitter, though. I was, like I said, I was supposed to get rid of it. How cringe is this? I even had the post ready. Yes, Stefan. Fucking hell, has Stefan missed anything? You'll have to watch it back, bro. Not 7, Terry, but not far off. Look at this, guys. You ready? You ready for this? Right. Look at the shower, yeah? Right. Bear in mind, you're thinking, maybe is that bad? But look how we got it. Shout out Meg as well. I didn't do any of that. Meg did it all. Shout out Meg. She got it from that, and they left it, to that. Shout out Meg. Can't fucking blame her for that one. Look at this. Look at the easy ready next. Look at that. This is how they left my gaff. Lived here for 2.5 years, never cleaned it once. I had to get a fucking person in to do the couch, yeah? And they said, so I got the couch steamed and cleaned, and they said, look at this. This is the worst. Look at the grill, the hub. Look at that. So I had to get the fridge as well. I had to get someone in to clean the couch, and they said, the woman who came in doing it, because I had to get, because they'd looked after dogs and stuff like for people, but I'm allergic to dogs. That's why I've got Bobby, who's like a little fluffy thing. They'd looked after dogs for people. So I've gone Pete Tong. It's not gone Pete Tong. It's good. Like, you like that. Honestly, right, I'd say other than last year, other than like July to November last year, which was good, but we were also like, I don't know, weird. This is the best. Why have I got it at the renting game? Grooming, is it, mate? The government are bastards. Yeah, exactly, bro. Tax and change attached years ago. Yeah, bastards. Who's took the dog? Me. He was my dog. Bobby. He's my dog. The sausage dog went last. I can't believe no one got onto that. Well, we did. The sausage dog went last year. We split up in July last year, and within about a week of us splitting up, she got rid of the sausage dog, because the sausage dog was hers and the fluffy dog was mine. Within about a week of us splitting up last year, she got rid of him. That's why the sausage dog just disappeared. Thank God. He was the fucking worst horrible dog of all time, mate. I fucking hated him. And maybe that's why I got back with her in November, because she never had the fucking dog anymore. Or is it what I've missed out on you? But yeah, but you already knew all about it, Stefan, didn't you? Anyway, loads of people knew about it. But yeah, that's what they did to my gaff. And then, to be fair, Meg scrubbed a lot of it and got it clean. Like, look how my garden used to look. Yeah, that's what my garden used to look like. And then look what they did to the garden. Look at that. It's still not. I've still not fixed it. I've still not fixed the garden. But I will. I will fix it. So the guy was supposed to. You were right about sausage dogs. Thank you, Kira. Dog shit. Worst dogs of all time. Scruffiest, horriblest dogs of all time. Right, so we've got... I've not asked for any questions because obviously I got banned off Twitter, but we've also got a few things to speak about the fucking bet. Everyone asking me, did I cash out? No, I did not fucking cash out. And then, do you know what I also didn't do? Do you know what I did as well as not cash out? When the bet lost, when the fucking 550 fucking pound lost... on fucking Devin Haney to stop Garcia. Man, I don't bet more than 50p. I don't bet more than 50p on bets, and I bet 550 quid. I'm full-time Supreme quit. Left my job on the April 5th and full-time property developer now. That's what my full-time job is. Full-time turning gaffes into from shitholes into fucking nice things. But yeah, let's not get off topic. I'll stay on topic because I'm not stoned. Haney Garcia, fucking the bet lost. And what did I do? Because I was stressed out in my head, put 500 quid in again. I actually had 550 and put it on black, right? Get what happened. I put it on black, yeah? Aha, lad, Ryan Garcia. I know. Do you know what, Josh? How sad's this? If I'd have cashed it, I'd have enjoyed that. I'd have watched it and enjoyed it. And I'd have been like, this is the best thing ever. But because I didn't cash it, and I was watching it wanting Haney to win for money, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy what was happening. Imagine how much I hate Devin Haney. Go and search my previous tweets about Devin Haney, mate. I fucking hate him. I've never liked him. I cannot believe it. So guess what I fucking did? I put 550 in my betting account, yeah, thinking I'll sort this. Put it on black, right? As it's spinning, I promise you, it said on my mother's, on JJ, on everyone's life, as it was spinning, a thing popped up saying inactive, because I was watching the roulette for ages, yeah, thinking I need to sort this. And the thing popped up saying, do you know, like on Bet365, where you have to remain, you have to say that you're still on it, you're still on the app. I had to press remain logged in. It cancelled my bet. Number 8, black came out, right? And then after that, then obviously I never won because it cancelled my bet. So then I was sat watching it. I was stressed. The fight had finished. Garcia's in the ring talking all garbage. Put 550 on black, mate. Red came out. £1,100 down. I've not bet more than about £1.50 on a bet. But that's a lie. I bet a 10. I put a tenner on Liverpool to beat Man United when United scored at Old Trafford. I put a tenner on Liverpool. And then when they equalised, I cashed out for 17 quid. £100 down. I ain't even been able to. I picked up JJ on Sunday, yeah, the day after the Haney Garcia fight. Picked him up at 12 o'clock. That's my day. I pick him up on Sundays at 12. And I felt sick. I couldn't even enjoy the day. So I went cleaning the Airbnb, yeah, because that's up there as well. I went cleaning the Airbnb, and for 45 minutes, I was cleaning the Airbnb in silence, no tunes or nothing. Just cleaning it, just thinking. All day this week, I haven't been able to enjoy life. All I think about all day is how I lost £1,100. So me and my mate Ollie have been fucking on everything, trying to fucking find a way to get this money back. And the bet I sent him today, oh, it's 2-0 Inter. The bet I sent him today was, I said, shall I put a grand on this to get my money back? It was AC Milan, Inter Milan, both teams to score. Leeds and Middlesbrough, both teams to score. Obviously, Middlesbrough, Leeds are 3-2 up and they're into a 2-0 up. I would have cashed it out at like 3 goals from 4 of the teams anyway. And what's he saying? And I never put it on. So I'm a grand 100 down and I'm desperate. So what I'm thinking of doing, I'm going to put, I need to decide though by midnight tonight to put the grand in my account. I'm going to put 3 grand on Man City to beat Brighton and do a watch along on the Man City game on Thursday. I need to get this money back. I can't even enjoy life. I can't even think about anything else other than the fact that I'm a grand 100 down. I don't care about Twitter. I've seen a few people go, people are messaging me like, you're banned from Twitter. I was fucking Twitter off anyway. I got banned off Twitter on Saturday, and the Monday before that, I was supposed to fuck Twitter off anyway. I was supposed to get rid of it, and I didn't. Risky game chasing the losses. I've already chased the fucking losses, mate. What do we reckon? What does everyone reckon in the chat? Stop it now. I'm not stopping it now, bro. I can't. Oh, Supreme, I can't, bro. I can't stop. I can't be that much now and turn it in, lad. Dangerous game. 3 grand on City. We'll win all my money back. What are we saying? City are going to fucking roll Brighton over, surely. Bro, I'm doing it. I promise you I'm going to do 3 grand on City. 3 grand on City wins me 1,200 and something quid. And then I'll never, ever, 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 ever gamble again. Never gamble again in my life. I'll close all my account. I won't even bet 50p on fucking bet builders on the Chelsea game. Going to be a draw. That's my worry, yo. I keep thinking, if I don't put the money on, City will win, and they'll win all the last 5 games of the season, and they'll win the league. But if I do put the money on, City will draw against Brighton, and I won't even be able to enjoy the fact they've drawn against Brighton. Can't get bad chasing your losses. I've been down bad doing that. I know, bro, but a grand 100, I can't accept it because I don't gamble anymore. I don't gamble. I don't bet. And it doesn't matter, Stefan, because as long as they go 1-0 up, mate, I'll catch.
You've had some week.
Been a bad week, Zach. Do you know what? No, it's been other than I kept thinking today, right, when I've been like dragging JJ around buying a few bits for the house and that, I kept thinking today, if I had lost that money, I'd be the happiest man in the world today. Like, finally, I'm in the house and settled because it's been a fucking stressful 3-4 weeks. I can't tell you how bad it's been. Obviously, the house was a writ off when I got it. I've had to redo everything. Literally, the only thing that's not been redone is the downstairs flooring. Everything has had to be... I give it them furnished. So I decorated this house in July and then moved out in November. Moved up to Fingate, Watford 5-4 and started guaranteed way, made your money back. Josh, don't be telling me that because my mate Ollie rang me. You've got to, no, I can't, Supreme, bro. I need to make this money back. I won't be able to live my life happily I'd finally get over it in about, I don't know, maybe like November. And then I'd be all right and I wouldn't be asked about it. But until then, I'll just think about it all day. I need to make it back. I have to make it back. I never fucking took a deposit off from one of them was my best mate. I should have fucking took a deposit off him, but I didn't. Stupid. 3 quid is a decent ex-display kitchen and a bathroom suite. The bathroom here, mate, is the sickest bathroom of all time. What are you talking about? Don't need to fucking do the bathroom up here. I did the bathroom up here before I moved out, mate. The bathroom here is the sickest bathroom of all time. No, I don't need to do the bathroom here. The kitchen's sick as well, actually. If I could show you the kitchen, I can't because behind the camera is just mess. Obviously, I've done a wash, which is all folded there, ready to go away. Scran on the side. I can't do it. Bro, I need to win the money back. I need to do it. What do you reckon? That's why they say don't mix friends with business. My dad said to me, do not rent that house to... Obviously, all the other houses I rent out are to just tenants, just tenancy agreement, tenants, everything. But with this one, I just did it to my mates because it was like I was moving up there and I needed someone in quick and it just worked out. At the time, it worked out for everyone because I didn't have anywhere to put all my stuff. I didn't want to have to sell it all, mate. It was all brand new. I had a fucking brand new 65-inch TV in the front room, brand new couch. I got that couch in the front room. So me and my mate, the lad who moved in, who wrecked it, me and my mate went to couch shopping, yeah. My budget was 3 grand for a couch, like a 6666 couch. Went up to buy a couch, yeah, and we were looking at couches and like, all the sick ones were like that expensive. And do you remember Harvey's furniture shop? You fucked them off. You know, remember Harvey's furniture shop? It used to sponsor things like Corrie and that. So we went in and it looked weird. Like all the couches were like squashed up against each other, like back to back. And it had like sale signs everywhere. What had happened is they'd liquidated. If you Google Harvey's furniture shop, no, they don't exist. They've disappeared. So it was a 50% off sale. And there was this couch there. It used to be 3,400 and it was up for like 1,700 or something. Less than half price it was. It was impossible to not buy the couch, right? So we'd gone up with cash, £3,000 cash to buy these couches. And they was in administration. They can't take cash when they're in administration because you need to count every single penny to pay back all the fucking people you owe money to. And I got this couch and then moved out 3 months later. It's the best couch of all time. There's not one person in this chat now who owns a better couch than my couch at this house. So after the last three gaffes I've lived at after this one, the couches are fucking terrible. The couch here is fucking sick. And one of the best things is, two of the best things about this whole situation is, one, I don't know how to do it, Terry, because I've got a setup here with an actual camera. The laptop isn't my camera anymore, is it? It's a phone. If I move it, I won't be able to get it back. I'll do a channel update, house update, and show it. And you can watch it on that. But the house here is not beige anymore. I've got a nice, colourful, different coloured house. And guess what I've got back? Something that I never got to have for the last 2.5 years. A shit drawer. One of the drawers in the kitchen is just full of shit. It's got all kinds in it. It's got BB bullets in it. It's got a full fucking carton of BB gun bullets because I fucking got two BB guns that I found. That's how much of a shit drawer it is. Life's actually good in terms of 2-0. Do you know if AC Milan score, I'll probably kill myself. MTV Cribs Farty Edition. Yes, Lee Dog. Are you from Farworth? Are you sticking to YouTube now and staying off Twitter? I'll be on YouTube. Yeah, I was supposed to be getting off Twitter anyway. I can't be on Twitter anymore. I'm too much of a bite machine and there's too much to make me bite. I needed to get off it anyway. So I was supposed to, I had a tweet planned for last Monday and I shit out, didn't do it because I don't know, wanted to stay on Twitter. And then it was going to happen this Monday. So I was going to do a live chat on Sunday. So what we're on Monday now. So we're going to do a live chat this Sunday and then leave the following Monday. I've got banned before, so I'm just gonna do my YouTube. I enjoy it. Maybe I'll get on TikTok. Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll become a TikTok star. I think if I went on TikTok, my life would blow up on TikTok. I'm fucking look. My life is mad. I've got a mad life. I can fucking pimp JJ on TikTok, mate. He's the cutest kid of all time. You're very active anyway. I'm sorry, mate. I'm enjoying it. They get minging them shit drawers though. Yeah, they do. They do, Lee, but there's nothing better than a shit drawer, bro, where it's just got everything in it. And even though it's like massively untidy, when you go in it, you can. So the phone that I'm using, the spur phone that I've got, that whenever I'm like, bro, you'll start beefing random heads on TikTok as well. No, I won't. I reckon I could do TikTok. Do my mum's chicken updates on TikTok. Mine and JJ's life on TikTok. I reckon I could be a fucking star on TikTok. Imagine the way I blow up and get massive in the world and make loads of fucking internet money is through TikTok, an app that I have slated forever. I'm getting on TikTok, me. Twitter needs wigs. I'll never be back on Twitter again. Never, ever. It's not the app it used to be. Surely no one sat here denying that it's a bad app now, you know. The people that populate TikTok, Twitter are fucking absolute muppets, mate. Let's have it right. It used to be a place where people who couldn't fit in on Facebook, I promise you I won't, Joe, I will not be back on by Xbox. I will never come back on Twitter again. Never, ever. I've wanted to get rid of it for about the last exact... Rob knows it's a shit show, mate. Twitter is terrible. It's just it's full of people who would never have survived on Twitter. And being a TikTok. That's what I want, Josh. I want a fucking fight on TikTok on Misfits. That's what I want. I'm desperate for one. Even if it's against someone who's well better than me, I'm desperate for a fucking six 3-minute rounds on Misfits card. But yes, terrible. It's shocking. TikTok. Twitter's terrible. It's rubbish. It's a terrible app. It's full of the people now that would never survive than it. Look at some of the... That Morgan kid I had an argument with, mate, is the biggest sausage of all time. He's like a proper ugly little victim. Like a 1,000,000% he got bullied in school. He's a bully victim. He tweaked all that stuff about lonely. He said to me that I was mocking loneliness. One of the biggest mongs of all time. And he's got mates on it. Like he's considered like a popular person on Twitter. He's one of the big... Look at that fucking Steve. Steve went to hospital, yeah. He sat in hospital for 14 and a half hours, right? Listen, I would never live this down. My mates would terrorize me for the rest of my life. I would never be able to leave my house again. He sat in hospital for 14 and a half hours with bruised ribs on a Saturday. 14 and a half hours, mate, this kid sat in hospital with bruised ribs. Can you? He went to the walk-in. He went to the walk-in for 7 hours and got told to go to an A&E and did another 7.5 hours in A&E. 14 and a half hours with bruised ribs. And this guy sits on Twitter acting hard. This is the people who populate Twitter now. The biggest Muppets on the earth, mate. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine these people, mate? There's the people that never had mates growing up, never got terrorized growing up, didn't terrorize people growing up. They were just quiet losers. And then they get on Twitter now, and then they're like, they act hard. Loads of them. That Mikey kid, the United fan, have you seen him? He looks like the most timid, quiet person ever. But he gets on Twitter and he's loud. I don't even know what to say, mate. Half the people on Twitter, mate, I would fucking terrorize the life out of them if I've ever seen them in real life. I know it's easy to say, like, what, why would, I know it's easy to say that, like, you know what I mean? Like, what would they do with that? I don't like to say that, because that is what Twitter used to be. I've said things to people on Twitter that I wouldn't say to them in real life. I understand that you're allowed to say things to people on Twitter that you wouldn't say to them in real life. That's what it used to be. It did used to be that. That's what it always was. You can give shit to people. Like Paul Smith, look at Paul Smith. Perfect example, mate. I used to terrorize him on Twitter, mate. He's fronted me 3 times in person. I fucking bottled it twice, 2 of them. The third time, I never really bottled it because it was too... It was too busy a situation. I knew he was going to slap me, but 2 of them, I shit myself. I understand that people are allowed to go on Twitter and argue with people that they wouldn't argue in real life. But some of these people, man, I just think, who the fuck are you speaking to sometimes? And do you know what? Do you know what's killed me about my Twitter, right? So, bear in mind, I've lived my entire adult life on Twitter. I got Twitter in 2009, so I'd have been 17 when I got Twitter, and I've got it off as of this week, yeah. So I've lived, 17 to 32. What's that? 15 years. 15 years of my life on Twitter. One thing I want to be said, yeah, don't let the last 2 years of my Twitter life where I've been seen as this, like, easy fucking... That's what killed me about my Twitter, yeah. This is what's killed me about my Twitter is I don't mind the fact that people want to argue with me now and give me shit, yeah, because ask any of my mates, it never really sat right with me that I was like this. Say from like 2015 to 2020, to the Ericsson tweet, 2020, when I was like this beloved figure on Twitter. It never really sat right with me that, because I'm not that sort of person. I'm not like a please everybody person. I'm an argumentative little bastard and that. But I'm seen as an easy touch now. That's what's killed me now. I'm seen as an easy touch. People, the biggest Muppets of all that is a kid on that Twitter, yeah, who lives in China, who begs it off the boxing Twitter a lot, yeah. So Steve, the one who went to hostel 14 hours, yeah, he'll give me shit, I'll give him shit. One thing he doesn't say stuff about JJ, yeah. He doesn't give me shit about the kid, about my kid. He never says stuff like that, right? And this little Mong from China, who lives in China, but he's English, he tries to get in with them lot, but they're not interested in him because he's a little Mong. And he will say stuff to them about JJ, and they don't reply to him because they don't. Boxing Twitter have got like some of them will. Some of the more Mongy ones will say things about JJ, but the other ones like Steve and that will just have it out about relationships and life and being an idiot and that. But it's worse than all these counts. I'm just completely off target then, yeah. And I think some of these people who 3 years ago, 4 years ago, would never have said nothing to me. I think I'm an easy touch. I'm seen now as an easy touch. And I think, who the fuck do some of these people think they are? So I've needed to get off Twitter for ages now. I've not enjoyed Twitter. I don't think I've been enjoyed being on Twitter for about a year. It's just full of the worst people ever. MMA Twitter is well worse now. Rob, I don't think MMA Twitter is that bad. I feel like it's just full of people who are just desperate for attention. Like they'll go, Rob Font's best knockouts, Afred. And then it's 7 videos of Rob Font. And then it's Cody Garbrandt's worst moments, Afred. MMA Twitter is just full of people desperate for retweets and like threads. Yeah, Josh is right, mate. Get that as one of the fucking prime comments. 2014 to 2015 Twitter was their best. I think of like, I stopped working until 19. So let's say 2004, let's say 2013, to just about before lockdown, Twitter was the fucking sickest of all time. What was it you got banned for? We suppose if you, I haven't, Lewis, I got banned, right? Get this, nothing big. I would love it to be something big. All the times I got banned for funny things. I got banned for telling my own mate to die. So someone said, that, do you know that Sam guy, the Sam who likes to lick Air Maxes? Do you know what I mean? The weird guy. He tweeted me saying, come and lick my Air Max again. And my mate Luke replied saying, why is he saying again? And I just replied, I was pissed on Saturday, and I just replied, die. That's it. Look, I'll show you the thing. I just replied, die. That's it. Nothing else. Die. To my mate. Banned forever. Hang on. I've got a screenshot because I sent it to someone. Look. That's it. Die. That's why I've been banned forever. Saying die. Died someone. Banned forever for saying die. That's it. Yeah, him and the full kids, Lewis. That's it. Banned forever for saying die to someone. But I'm not. I'm buzzing. I feel like if I'd have done my little gay tweet that I was going to do, it was going to be the Xabi Alonso picture with his hand up, and then it was going to be Harvey Dent, the live... What is it now? What's the quote? It's die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain or something like that. It was going to be that. Just them two pictures back to back, and then in a bit Twitter or something like that. And even that, and then I feel like because I would have still been able to go on Twitter, I would have lurked and probably ended up getting back on it. But now I'm banned. That's it. Done. Finished. I'm just going to live my normal life. Do you know what? Do you know what I will say as well? I'll admit this. Over the years, it's hard to say that because I am chocking my head. Ryan Garcia said, didn't he, in his post-fight press conference, post-fight thing, he said, I've got ADHD, which makes me just do mad shit. And fuck me, that is my life, mate, right? Means we got back about a decade on Twitter, at least 50 accounts. Yeah, bro, I've had 27 accounts I worked out. 27 Twitter accounts. Bad news. It is an end of an era, it is. But I feel like I'm 32 and I don't use Twitter where I used to do. So my Twitter was so funny back in the day because I was just a fucking, I don't know, not loose. I don't know. You're probably loose like I used to get off my barnet all the time, and then I'd post myself off my barnet on Twitter. I was a partyhead, like I was reckless. That was what my Twitter was. And then the last like 4 years, probably since I met Meg, where I just like calmed down loads. I was still like when I went to Dublin. So that's why I don't understand how no one got onto the fact that I went to Dublin on my own on Meg's birthday. Because that was why I paid for us to both go to Dublin together. And then we split up about 2 weeks before it. So I thought, fuck it, I'm still going. Went on my own and met Kira, who's definitely left the live chat, by the way. And what's your favourite account? My favourite Twitter account. So I've had this a few times in the live chat where people go like, what's the best account you got? I promise you, no, I can't even name all my accounts. I can't, like, I did sit down with two people and we worked out that I had 27 accounts by looking at old tweets, but we were blitzed, sat down doing it on the couch. So it was never supposed to be what it ended up being. It was never supposed to be me pretending to be all different things, getting banned all the time. That was never it. If you remember, my first bio about being signed to Matchroom was just to wind Eddie Earn up, just to piss him off. Because I used to argue with him all the time, so I changed my bio to say signed for Matchroom. And then every so often, people would tweet Matchroom saying, like, why is this guy saying these things? Because I would say something like racist or homophobic. And they'd go, why is this guy saying this when he works for Matchroom? The announced the editor. You were it. Rob, that was the Scottish judo. Jeff, should we get the thing up? Should we get the Scottish judo, Josh Woogs? Scottish judo did a full statement saying I'm not one of the people. How would I find it? Scottish judo it was, yeah. Saying Josh Woogs is not one of our athletes. And then Adidas, remember Adidas? Then, do you remember Lily Allen did a full thing saying, not only, because the funniest thing about the Lily Allen one was, Lily Allen, I was saying that she was my manager. I weren't saying that I was her manager. And she was like, I don't know who this Josh Woogs is. And he's definitely not my manager. Hang on. Do you know what, Josh? I've got that on the thing because people always ask me for it. So I saved it to my favourites. I hadn't even tweeted that on the newest account. Is it the, how can I, if I, hang on. Let me, what's it called now? Let me airdrop it to my laptop. And then I think I should be able to put it on the thing. If I put that on the desktop, I don't know if it's going to play that. I don't know if it'll play that. What's it called? That thing. Do you know what the only thing is now? I need a piss. And I can't just piss on a downstairs toilet. Not that I'm asked, because I was just fucking pissing the garden all the time. File picker not opening your Chrome browser as a bug that prevents uploading. Oh, please quit and reopen. I can't. I was going to play the actual Eddie Hearn thing on this, but I can't. It won't let me because it won't let me. I feel like Hearn needs to know you've called it a day. Me and Hearn spoke in LA, though, and we're friends now, I think. Yeah, I imagine the convos with these companies. I know, mate. Back in the day, it was fun. My Twitter, no one can say anything. It is like end of an era, but no one can say, mate. But for a decade, my Twitter wasn't fucking hilarious because it'd be, I'd always have screenshot. How do I do that? I've just tried to send it to it, but this is saying that all I can do is put it. I could just put it on there, but it's saying 2020 it was. It's saying that it's not that the Chrome's broke on the laptop. What was I saying then? Completely forgot what I was saying. Can't remember. We weren't talking about Eddie Hearn. We'd moved off that, haven't we? But yeah, I used to always take like 2 months off as well when I got banned. I would always take a couple of months off and wouldn't make a new account. Then I'd make a new account and it'd be like dead quiet for ages. And then something would happen and it'd just blow up and then I'd get banned again. I used to always know when a ban was coming. I always remember the MP account, though. I've said this on the year before as well. I remember the MP account. The MP one was terrible because the first day I made that, and I remember when I made it, that was the best reaction any account got. Everyone was like, oh my God, Lib Dems MP, this is going to be the funniest thing ever. And I think that was like at the height of like, when I used to come back, it used to blow up. Everyone would be like, he's back. And I remember making it, and then someone DM'd me. Can't remember who DM'd me. Someone DM'd me within a day saying, you need to be careful, you know, because impersonating an MP online is illegal. Look at this guy who did it on Facebook and got fucking in serious trouble, yeah. And I fucking shit myself. And I thought, fuck this, I can't be arsed with all this. Imagine fucking Plod came through your door because you pretended to be an MP on Twitter. And bear in mind, I knew like my mate Danny, one of my mates Danny, who I'm still mates with now, like I always, he's got kids and everything, he's not really on Twitter like that, but he got fully nicked by the police for a tweet back in the day. And I used to try and get myself, and I used to always know if you threatened somebody with something, if you said like you'd kill somebody, you would get banned if it got reported. And I used to like make like proper like loose threats to people trying to get the account banned, you know, just trying to get it banned for something silly so I could have a month off and come back as something else and not be impersonating an MP. I had some funny accounts on there, man. We've not answered one question. It's been a bit of a catch-up, hasn't it? I'll be back, I promise you. So I've had 3 weeks off. And bear in mind, the last 2 weeks, I haven't meant to be doing them, but it's been stress. Sorting this house out has been stress. Obviously, moving an hour away has been stress. And then, obviously, things with my dad and stuff like that I kind of get into sometimes, but don't really. It's just been it's been a bad few weeks. And then that fucking grand, mate, topped it off. But yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Thursday, JJ gets picked up Thursday morning, Thursday dinner time. I think get stoned, have a watch along, £3,000 on City. I need to decide by midnight tonight because my limit's a grand every day. So I need to put £1,000 in today, £1,000 in tomorrow, and £1,000 in on Thursday, and then put £3,000 on City. I just can't see. Rank them UFC. Okay. Rank them 3 UFC events behind you. I'm going to go. So Masvidal Diaz will always have a special place in my heart because I was there. But I would probably go, in terms of just watching enjoyment, I'd go Bisping GSP because them three title fights, all three stoppages and all three challenges won. And if you think Rose beating Jan Jacek was like ridiculous. And then obviously the TJ Garbrandt thing was like dead big, wasn't it, in terms of the, yeah, exactly. We've just agreed. The Garbrandt TJ thing was like a massive rivalry. And then obviously, I think everyone wanted GSP to beat Bisping because he's GSP. And then I'd probably go, Masvidal Diaz was an unbelievable card. Obviously, I think with McGregor, was there a title? Yeah, Woodley Thompson, wasn't it? Oh my God, there was 3 title fights. I didn't realize there was 2, 3, I need a piss. I didn't realize there was 3 title fights on 205. No way. I'd probably go like that. I need a wee. do I need to go? I'm going to have to go on a piss. Right, I'm going to have a piss, guys. Nothing changes, but I really need a wee. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, that was nasty, you know, I kept the dog. So yeah, I kept the dog because you're my fucking dog. Right, that was a good pitch. Let's go. I'm going to wash my hands now, guys, in case anyone's watching who thinks I'm not going to wash them.
Separates the men from the boys, that who doesn't wars the plan tonight, yo. What's making Dirk versus Kendrick? Who's drop? Needs to drop soon, Kendrick. I can't believe the beef. Can you believe J. Cole? Can you believe J. Cole? Bear in mind that fucking 7-minute drill was one of the top 10 diss tracks. Yes, Chantel. Woo! Chantel's in from work. Oh, they don't work anymore. Can you believe Josh? Oh, everyone else. J. Cole drops probably top 10 diss track of all time. Hilarious diss track. All true as well, by the way. Kendrick Lamar is not the person you all make him out to be. He's had two decent albums. He's only got four albums anyway. His fucking output's terrible. His albums are terrible. Has Fingy scored? No. I'd say that both teams to score bet wouldn't even come in. His albums are terrible, other than Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid, Mad City. Hang on. Yeah, that's the two albums, isn't it? That's his two good albums. Yeah, yeah. J. Cole comes out with one of the best ever diss tracks and then walks it back, apologises and deletes it. What was he doing? What? It's even, as a J. Cole, Burman, I'm a die-hard J. Cole fan, love him to bits. It's hard to, like, even get behind him after that. And then Drake's, do you know what always happens? Come back to work, please. Oh, is it shit? Is it terrible? Last album was just okay, Lee Dog, mate. Come on. His last album, Big Whatever Stepper, was just okay. It wasn't. Josh, what are you talking about, Josh? The J. Cole diss track was fucking unbelievable. No, it wasn't. It was great. And then he walked it back and then apologised and then deleted it, mate. I can't. It's hard to get... Literally, I was let down. Obviously, J. Cole doesn't give a fuck about some fat lad from Bolton being fucking let down, but I was genuinely let down. Like, what? Like, what? And then Drake... We all know Drake's got ghostwriters, but Drake, mate, bear in mind, Drake can't rap. J. Cole has one good album. Are you taking the fucking piss out of me? J. Cole's got one good album. What are you talking about? On what planet has J. Cole got one? J. Cole, his best album's his most recent album. Not Might Delete Later, whatever it's called. Off-Season is his best album, which proves how much of a one of the best of all time he is because he gets better. His albums now are better than his older albums, which just proves he's one of the best rappers of all time. What are you talking about? He's got one good album, mate. J. Cole's Gabriel. Fuck off, Terry, mate. Terry, I don't even think you're a scouser me, you know. Yes, Danny. Danny, you've missed most of this, mate. Imagine how much of gossip people have missed on this if they're just joining in now. Paddy says, rap music peak with Dr. Dre in 2001. I mean, I would have been nine in 2001, so I don't really want to... What's the song he done about folding clothes? Who done a song about folding clothes? J. Cole. Sorry, that's Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean is also gay. Drake wins peeps on Twitter, doesn't he? Changes the public. Yeah, he does. Drake. I don't think Drake's very good at rapping. Although, because his output's so big, he will always, like... I don't like Drake. Not a Drake fan at all. Would never be considered a Drake fan. But he probably has 15 songs I like. Whereas... Say I'm what rapper would I be considered a rap fan of? There's probably rappers that I'm fans of who don't even have 15 songs I like, but Drake, who I'm definitely not a fan of, because his output's that much, because his output's so big, and because he's so prolific. Yes, Green, he's back. Because his output's that big, he has so many good songs, catchy songs, and he knows how to release songs that will blow up as well. Like, I think like Hotline Bling, Tushy Slide. These are songs that he knew would be good on TikTok. Who's just scored? Oh my God, AC Milan have scored. The bet would have come in. I'd have been out of the trouble now. Both teams to score. Both games would have come in. I fucking feel fucking sick. Let me message Ollie. AC Milan have scored. I feel sick. I said it would fucking come in. Who's just scored as well? Is that Leeds? Leeds 4-2. I feel fucking sick. I'd all my money back and more. I would have won money. It was 2.6, and I was going to put a grand on it, so that would have put me 1.6 grand. I feel fucking grim. Yeah, I would never have considered myself a Drake fan ever, but every time he has a rap beef, he fucking wins, doesn't he? You got up Sunday, you know, when I got up Sunday, I know, Danny. We've just talked about it. Not only did I, just to quickly recap for anyone in, not only did I lose 550 on Haney to stop Garcia, and then not fucking thinking straight, but 550 on black on roulette trying to win my money back and lost again, so I'm over a grand down. I think offside. Oh, it was offside. AC Milan's goal was offside. Oh, no, it wasn't. It's not offside. Well, it wasn't. It's in. It's not offside. It's carried. Better feel sick about it not coming in than it'd be 3 quid up in smoke. I think the City bets it. What are we all saying, right? Just put in the chat, yes or no. 3 grand on City to beat Brighton and then do a live stream of me watching, do a watch along for the whole City game. Stoned. Belter goal and Leeds. And NWA. And I'm not massive on Public Enemy, but I like NWA. Now you got smoked off Push T's when it's beat. Push T. Oh, yeah. Push T. Yeah, because he did the Adonis song. Yeah, Push T battered him. But Push T's a lyricist, isn't he? So he was always going to be. But think of the Meek Mills fucking beef, mate. He terrorized Meek Mills bad. We all know he's got ghostwriters, and that's why he wins all these things. But he just seems to just do it right, doesn't he? And then everyone was saying, that's a bit weird now, isn't it? How weird it, the 1.44, James. So if I put 3 grand on, I'll win 1,200, which will be all my money back. I think determined to do the bet, that is not a good idea, though. I just can't see. I'm not. Do you know what's going to happen is I won't do the bet. I'll get talked out of the bet, and then 34 minutes, Leeds, City are 2-0 up. That's what will happen. And I don't know if I can do that. Hang on, Thailand. What's Ollie saying? Bro, it's not offside. What are you talking about, bro? Could do with a quick fire double. Fuck off, Ollie. Free money there, shite Brighton. Unless you get... Exactly. Look at Brighton. Brighton have only got one result against City in how many years? They've got nothing to play for. This is something. I feel like now this is where you can gamble on football because you can tell there's nothing. There's nothing in football for a result for one team than when one team have nothing to play for. And Brighton have nothing to play for. They're also dog shit. I don't know how they deserve he gets the fucking thing he has. The hype he has because he's fucking terrible. I just think it's the easiest bet. I can't believe that both teams' scores come in. I should have done it. But then again, I wouldn't have won the whole thing because I'd have cashed out when it was free. When Middlesbrough, Leeds and Inter Milan were all had all scored, I'd have 1,000,000% cashed it out, but I'd still probably got my money back because it was... So I'd have won 1,600 off a grand. I reckon the cash out would have been a grand at that time. Maybe a bit more. Gutted, man. I'm going to chase this money and lose it, but I can't accept it. I won't be able to live my life unless I chase the money and win it. And I keep thinking there's a bet in, like that bet, I sent that to, I'll show you the thing, I sent it to Wally. There's a bet there. Look, what about both teams to score in the Leeds game and the Milan game? And I sent him the thing, both teams to score, yes, yes. And he put, hang on, he said, yeah, but Leeds to win at the same price. How many times do they concede? What will you do if you lose it? Probably just kill myself, Stefan. money to be won Dublin races first. I can't bet on horses. I need to just do one football bet where I'm quite convinced, and then I promise you I'll never bet again. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll keep doing my little 50p bets, but I'll never bet big again. I can't believe I did that, man. I don't bet either. Sad fucking demise for my... Bear in mind how much I got the piss took out of me for doing these small bets. And then now I've fucking done a big one and it lost. And I was convinced. I thought it was a banker. I thought I had no way ever of losing. Oh, what have I fingered on this? Have I not... Oh, I'm a sausage, you know. No, it's not. And then I need to... Is it too late to do that now? Oh, no. It's already on. Anyone? Hang on. Any duration. Save. Perfect. I didn't miss you after losing all that. She didn't, Danny, because fucking you've missed the start of the chat, bro. probably wouldn't have done it if I was still with the fucking missus. Nah, I would have. I would have still done it. I just thought it was coming in. I just thought it was guaranteed to come in. That's another thing what people say. I seen a tweet. Look at this. So Louis sent me the thing into our group chat. Don't say sorry, Danny, bro. It's the best thing of all time. How can people just say this and it just be like, he thinks he's a proper lad betting on the footy boxing in UFC. In fact, he's a bad blur who used to knock his ex-misses about on my mum, dad's, JJ's, everyone in this chat's life. I have never in my life ever put my hands on a woman, right? And the guy who said it is called Ash Jono, yeah? I went onto his account and he bets on, he watches planes. Look, he thinks he's a proper lad. He thinks he's a proper lad betting on footy boxing in UFC. In fact, he's a bad blur who used to knock his missus about and someone put did he and he put yes. Never happened. And the guy watches planes. Red men off to the Bergara, up the Reds. He watches planes. He live tweets about planes setting off. Planes. A guy who's just randomly made up that I've smacked my ex about. Never happened, ever. Ask any of my exes if I've ever smacked them about. They'll all say it. Couldn't be further from the truth. Watches planes. That's what Twitter's about now. This is what Twitter's turned into. People who just make stuff up and watch planes. Lad, I had 500 double on Belgium and Brazil in the 2010 World Cup. Remember the game Brazil drew 2-0 match. Yes, I do remember that, Josh. Yeah, that's a grim one. I just can't. Do you know what it is? If you're a gambler, when I used to lose all that money back in the past, when I had the 500 quid on Chisora to beat Fury, 500 quid, no, 600, no, no, it wasn't fat. £410 it was to win 600 and finger. £410 on Lucien Boutte to beat Karl Froch. £500 on Bernard Hopkins to beat Kovalev. When I used to lose these amounts, my mate did as well. My mate from Japan listened to me and put it on as well. I think I had like 290 quid on Victor Ortiz to beat, what was the guy who ended up getting the Canelo fight because he beat Victor Ortiz, but he only didn't really beat him. He just, what's his name now? Some of you are going to be shouting this at me back straight away. Josecito Lopez. I had like 290 quid to win about 30 quid on Victor Ortiz to win, and he quit because he had a broken jaw. But when I used to lose these amounts back in the day, it didn't hit me like this one because I was a gambler. And that's part of the game. You win some, you lose some. Do you know what I mean? You lose some, you win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some. I used to love chasing it and bite you on the heart. Yeah. But no, I can't accept it because I'm not a gambler. I don't gamble anymore. I gamble 50p to make Chelsea versus West Ham more enjoyable to watch. I can't be this much down. I have to chase it and I have to win it back and then never gamble again. Because I thought he was too big for him. Yeah, that's a bad bet, Rob. I feel like some of my bets were bad, but they were always in my head. I had something else. Also, with them digs you were swinging a couple of months ago, you'd be getting, fuck off. Exactly. I'd get filled in by a bird. Nah, I can fight me. Fuck you. Do you know what? I had questions. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions still saved from the last live chat that we never did, but we're 53 minutes now. I feel like it's probably time to go because I'm tired. I'm knackered. I'm up. Do you know what I had though? Do you know what I'm enjoying? No, I'll be honest. It's obviously I'm not enjoying it as much as fucking seeing my kid every day, but I still do have him fucking more than half the week. Is Lions. I get 2 Lions now a week. Friday, Saturday morning, I get a Lion and it is just the best. And Sunday, I suppose. I have to go and set off by 11, but I suppose I get a kind of a Lion, but fucking Lions now. Rob, that might be the worst bet of all time. You know, yeah, I think it is, Rob. He got smoked in the first round, didn't he? At least some of mine were like quite big. What did Supreme say? What Supreme said that is a sensible thing. I stuck a one on Yankee horse that was bulletproof and it got smoked. Ooh, Yankee horse. It's hard. It's hard to I need to chase these wins. I think I reckon £3,000 on City. If you reckon it's nailed on, stick all the door for the next. I think £3,000 on City. And then when they go one, it's cash early as well. So if they go 2-0 up, the money will be in. But if they go 1-0 up, I'll end up cashing out. Why did I not put the both teams to score on tonight? I can't stop thinking about it because I knew that was the bet. fucking retard, man. It would have come in as well. And once it, you reckon it's now done. I reckon do it. I reckon it's a lot of money though, innit? Imagine being £4,100 down. I wouldn't be able to live it down ever. Remember a few years ago, Scotia was playing for Bolton, told everyone that he was going to get booked on purpose and did his hammy in the first 5 minutes. Oh, that Luke O'Connell. Is that him? Who now plays for Celtic? No way. Is that what really happened? Did he do that, Danny? I never heard of that story before. Luke O'Connell in it. He plays for like Shrewsbury now or something. Because he went to Celtic, didn't he? But it didn't work. Man, you're not going to get him in trouble. Right, right. Yeah, Ryan Garcia has got your gun shy. He has. Ryan Garcia has got me gun shy, but anyway, I cannot believe it. Everyone was going, people are making it like it was the most stupid bet of all time. Who thought Ryan Garcia was going to win? And don't say people were thinking Haney was going to win by points, because even though Haney can't punch, I thought Ryan Garcia was going to have a meltdown and implode. Do you know what's the worst bit as well? Two different occasions I could have cashed out and I never saw. I went out on Saturday for my mate's birthday. And I got home about midnight, didn't set an alarm, fell asleep, yeah. And woke up as this core main event was happening. And I looked at my cash out and I tweeted it saying I might cash out. It was 570 something quid. So I would have won like 23 quid. And I just thought, cash it out and go to sleep. Go back to sleep and just cash it out. Don't ruin your Sunday by being tired all day. Cash it out. You'll have 23 quid. Extra to play on. That'd probably last me till September, right? Betting. And I never. And then I got out of bed, went downstairs. Haney gets fucking rocked in the first round, doesn't he? And I feel like, because how I thought the fight would play out was playing out. That's why I never. And the cash out went to 400 quid. And I weren't going to cash it out for that. And then in the end of the second round, start of the third, cash out was 528. So I'd have been £22 down. And I thought, do you know what? Cash it out and just fucking watch the fight and enjoy it. But how I thought the fight would happen would Garcia would be in it early and then he would blow his load chasing something, start getting took over, which is what was happening, and then he would be getting dominated that much by like the fifth, sixth, seventh round where he was just getting jabbed his head off and like, because he was like unfit, miss weight and everything, he would just quit. He would either quit or he would get himself disqualified or something like that. And I just let it run. And by the way, like the seventh, when he got knocked, when he got Haney went down in the seventh, it was just like, he's finished now. Like, what are you going to do about this? It was the cash out wasn't even available then. So that's what happened, guys. It's terrible. But yeah, it's 9:30 now. Well, 9:40. I've got to, even if I put the grand in and just leave it. See, I would have been buzzing. I can't be buzzing about what happened with Ryan Garcia now, because I would have been, because obviously I lost money, but I hate Haney. I fucking hate Haney. Pickford 6 saves nailed for Wednesday. These are not nailed on. City to win is nailed on. But have I got the balls to put £3,000 on City? It'd be just my luck where City drop points and then I can't even enjoy City dropping points because I've just lost £3,000 on it. Or I won't put the money on and then it'll get to fucking, like I said, 32 minutes. City will be 2-0 up and I'll be like, what have I done? Same as that fucking both teams to score bet. Gutted. Never bet on a fruitcake. Garcia's one for it. I know I shouldn't have done. And you know what? Also as well, when someone misses weight, and the other person struggles to make weight, I always know they're going to lose or it's going to be a closer fight than it should be. But just to me, the fact that Garcia missed weight was that he was fucked. To be on the news by first one, 8-1. Fuck you, Stephen. Right, I tell you what, guys, I've been an hour now. I didn't even know if I was going to come on, if I was going to jump on tonight, especially these are so much easier when you're stoned because it's just like, you just say like, but sober's a bit harder. But it's been good. This has been a good live chat. I'm happy I did it. So I'm still not sure what we're thinking about a Friday live chat. If I do Friday night live chat every Friday, but people go out on Fridays and that. I don't think I can. I want to be able to have a joint sometimes and do a live chat. 1K is grim, but 4 is a lot. I can't ride off, bro. I promise you, I will not. I rob him back every week. 500 on both teams are scoring the Arsenal Chelsea game and Southampton Leicester game tomorrow. I don't think Chelsea are going to score past Arsenal. I think Arsenal are going to win that 1-0. Better than Ollie, who rang me today saying, put a fucking... He went, Liverpool are all under Sunderland under 21s. And Sunderland under 21s have just equalised. So if you put a grand on finger on Liverpool, you'll win whatever it was. And we were watching the game together thinking, if we wait till half-time and then put it on, what score did it finish? They lost 2-1. Imagine that. Imagine that. I'd have put a grand on, and I was going to do it, put a grand on Liverpool because it was like the odds were so good and they lost 2-1 because fucking Ollie ain't got a clue what he's talking about. But yeah, so I'll definitely be back this Friday for a stoned one. And then I just don't know what to do every week. I can do stoned every Friday, sober every Sunday, or 1 week Friday, 1 week Sunday, or just do sober every Sunday. I don't really know what to do because the stoned ones are a laugh. Maybe do sober every Sunday. And then why are you talking about to get a bag on something? Because he knows I'm, he's helping me. Well, not helping me because he's a terrible gambler himself, but he knows I'm down and we're trying to find, all we've been doing all day today is sending each other bets where I can win my money back. And to be fair, of all the bets he sent me, none have come in. But of the two I sent him, I tell you what, let's have a look if my, no, settled. Oh my God, my finger came in. I said I should have put 100 quid on it. I did this bet, yeah, just to see if it would come in and I should have put 100 quid on it. And I only put a pound on it just to look and it came in. My bet came in. I won 11 quid from a quid. If I'd have just braved it and put 100 quid on it, I'd have had my money back. I hate my life. 60 grand or something to get beat every week next season, we'll win the league. Oh, I can't believe it. How did the last T1 by bets of yours get on, lad? Oh, I can't believe it. That was just a tester to see if I was able to pick one. Ah, could have put 100 quid in it. Ollie, can you believe I put that bet on yet? And I only put a pound on just to see. And if I'd have put 100 quid on back, I would have had all my money back now. That's two bets tonight that I could have had my money back that I wanted to put on, that I didn't put on, and I've come in. Right, guys, on that note, I'm going to go. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll see you on Friday. Well, but maybe Thursday for the watch-along, but if not, I'll see you all on Friday. Can't believe that Leeds and Middlesbrough things come back on. Can't hear you. Is my headphones connected to this phone or it is? My headphones were connected to the phone. I put that bet on, yeah, just to see if I could pick it out while you put yourself through the pit. I don't know, I should have put a one on it, shouldn't I? Just to see if I was good enough to do it, but it's cut. Yeah, gutted. Right, I'm leaving. Everyone, I'm going. I'm getting off. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you all either on Thursday. I don't know how people see them. I don't know if people see these by me doing the thing, but I'll either... You'll know by tomorrow if I've put a watch along on for Thursday. And if I've put a watch along on for Thursday, it means I'm putting three grand on City. If not, definitely 1,000,000% Friday, there'll be a live chat. And then I'll just take it by then how often they're going to be. But I am going to do live chats all the time. And who knows, I might even get on fucking TikTok. See you later, everyone. It's been a fucking pleasure. I am.